I'm gonna have to talk to you, man. We're gonna have to.
I'm
gonna trade notes with you, man. That's you know, first we have to talk about tonight's injury report, and it's brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Antonio Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine, and my favorite, Spine Care. What's up, Doc? How are you?
How you guys doing?
Man, I'm well. I am great. I am awesome.
Yo, you should.
Hell, y'all Monday, baby.
You should get Arthur to tape that intro so when you walk into one of your
clients. Into a patient's room.
Yeah, you walk in and you have.
Who's in here today? Dr. Jose Antonio Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care.
You know, I think that was.
Spine Care.
You know, I think that would. Yeah, I think that your patients would start.
If I walk in and I hear that, I'm like, yeah, he's going to fix me. I'm going to feel great.
That's right. That's what I'm saying, no question.
I'm fixing the problem. That's right.
Doc, how you doing?
I'm excellent. You guys got me thinking. I have two daughters too, and we have a neighborhood full of girls.
Oh, see, right? That's good.
And
that's
so
good.
I've gone to each of the fathers, and I'm like, look,
oh, man.
We have to stick together in this whole battle over the next several years, right?
Yep.
You got to look out for my daughters. I'm going to look out for yours, and. You know, I could say something like, I've gone to jail before, and I'm not afraid to go again.
I like that.
Some line.
Well, I'm going to hit him with it. These tattoos y'all see was when I was in Rikers. Yeah, these are all jailhouse tats, man. Did it with a safety pin in blood. You know,
there has to be a healthy fear. Like I want the boys in the neighborhood to have a healthy fear of my house.
There I like
to
that.
Be a healthy fear.
I like that.
One other boy, I remember he came over, and I said, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm the 800-pound gorilla in my daughter's life. I said,
there it is.
Do you know what an 800-pound gorilla does? And the little boy, he's looking at me, and I got up about a half inch off his nose. I said, anything he wants.
That's good.
Oh, man.
I like that.
So, anyhow, but my favorite was a buddy of mine, and he had a Louisville Slugger.
Ooh.
It was a size, you know, a nice 44 Louisville Slugger. And on it, it had these, you know, with the wood burning, you put these questions on. He put on, where are you going? When will you come back? And then it was the last thing on it was the owner of the bat reserves the right to swing at the holder of the bat should any of the above questions be
not, that's right.
not adhered to.
That's
you know,
right.
it was
I like
going, whoa, oh, you know, God. But it was funny. So anyhow, I offer those just yes. little products out
good.
There.
Thank you.
Man. Absolutely. So, Doc, it is the cold and flu season.
Yes.
And
the sniffles, the coughs,
yeah.
the congestion, the
yeah.
runny nose.
I mean, how much can that mess up with the performance?
Significantly. Significantly. You need to be able to oxygenate your lungs. And if you have the passage in the nose and mouth full of phlegm where you can't really get deep breaths and oxygenate the lungs and the blood, you have a hard time. And that oxygen is what goes to the brain and goes everywhere else to allow you to perform in the muscles. So however you can get that under control is good. The other thing that's important is prevention. And I was telling Art here that probiotics or prebiotics are very important. Most of our immunity is in our gut. And so I recommend everyone take a probiotic or a prebiotic, depending on probiotics sometimes.
What's a prebiotic?
So the probiotics are the actual bacteria. There's good bacteria in the gut that fight off the bad bacteria.
It's like good and evil.
That's right.
Oh, the dark side and the light.
Really? Yeah.
And then the prebiotics are like food to feed the good bacteria that are already there. Mm. So you can actually.
Well, you get good and bad. So
yes,
that
you
happen?
Do.
It's like a Jedi and a Sith Lord.
Okay. So the Jedi is a good dude,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
That's right. And you want him to overpower.
Do you want right. Darth Vader or do you want Luke?
And you want Luke.
Well, you want Luke.
Yeah.
Unless you really like Darth Vader, though.
Yeah.
Well, then you're really kind of messed up.
Right.
But then you have Yoda as well.
That's a probiotic.
Mind blown.
Yoda's
that was Yoda.
Probiotic.
Yeah.
Okay, Jabba the Hutt was the bad guy. Okay, that's right. I forgot. I got you confused. My kids are Star Wars crazy, but the old man kind of, you know... Yeah, exactly. There you go. So,
and the other thing is liquids. Lots and lots and lots of liquids. Stay hydrated.
Yeah, but you get up all night long running into the restroom and everything.
That's true.
I do have a question now.
Yes.
I have actually two questions. I love when you
yes.
talk. I have two questions.
Yes.
First question would be, if I were to have a cold and I messed up on a play, could I use
can
that?
Can you blame it on
yeah,
the cold?
Yeah, can I say, Coach, the reason I messed that call up was because I had this cold. I can't go with that.
Depends on your coach.
Oh, man.
Maybe we'll get a doctor's note. Can I get a doctor's note? If I can get that in writing.
We're not giving you a doctor's note last time about not doing any house chores or something.
And it worked. It worked.
It was for your friend. Your friend's ankle.
Well, not me. My friend. My friend said it worked, though. Yeah, he said it worked 100%. So, you know, the more notes you have, the better. And now my second thing was, in regards to this a lot of fluids thing, I had a sleep specialist that came in and told me I'm not supposed to drink anything 2 hours prior to me going to sleep.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that memo.
So I feel like, you know, I'm conflicted a little bit.
I haven't seen that one. Haven't come across that one.
Because she's saying, like, if you drink within 2 hours of going to sleep, you're going to have to get up. I'm not going to get my optimum sleep in the hours I'm supposed to get consistently through. And I'm not going to get the natural performance enhancement of getting the sleep. And I don't even like to sleep.
You don't like to sleep?
No, I'm part vampire. I like to stay up all night.
Good heavens, man. Yeah.
He hangs upside down.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't even have a bed in the house.
Well, in the living room at least. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I buy that theory. What you're...
That he's a vampire?
No.
See, I went through
that. They scared me there for a minute. Who are we talking to here?
I buy the theory that you're...
I am the count.
That your sleep specialist told you, because it is true. Sleeping is very important. The problem is that sometimes when you have a cold, you don't sleep well anyway, right?
Very true, because you can't breathe.
You can't breathe.
And it's never enough hours in the
maybe
day.
Maybe take all the fluids during the day. If you hydrate during the day, that'll help you at night. Okay. But that's
I love sleeping. How can you not like
you
sleeping?
Like to sleep?
I love sleeping.
I feel like I'm missing out.
Okay, so you miss a few things, okay? I don't want to miss a thing.
My mother always said... Nothing good ever happens after midnight. That's just what my mom always.
No, I would concur with that.
But what if you're watching AMC and they're having like a Star Wars,
special,
and they're playing it all throughout the night?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to miss episode 5 because I'm sleeping at 2 a.m.
Or how about a Christmas Story where they play 24
exactly?
Hours,
or Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah.
You know, I love my Indiana Jones. After I watch Raiders of the Lost Ark, I have to watch the next one.
I'm gonna tell mom she's wrong.
See,
a lot of good stuff happened.
No,
you go to sleep. That's what you do. It's fun.
My daughters are going to sleep after midnight.
You better believe that.
They're not going out after midnight.
Yeah. That's why I stay up, man.
9:30. Yeah. That's the time they're going to be home.
Yeah. Not 9:01.
Nope.
9:31.
And I got the all night 9:30. Watch. I got the night watch. I'm watching all the doors and the windows, baby. Try me.
Where are we going?
Where are we going on that one? All right.
It's going to be some additions to this injury report. That's what's going to happen.
We're going to have a few young men on the injury report, given the fact that they're not paying attention.
Right.
All right. If you get somebody that's sick, do you isolate them? Do you boot them?
That's a good thought. Well, you know, you always...
Because here's the thing. Todd Jokin one time just came down with his nasty flu. Ooh. And he was my roommate, right? And I was like, I ain't rooming in that room after he fungies it all up and everything, you know? I
mean, you always want to practice good hygiene, right? So cough into your elbow.
Love the hygiene.
Don't shake hands. So I came in today, and Wolf was very nice to say, hey, listen, I have a cold. So he kind of fist bumped a little
bit. But he hugged me.
But,
What does that mean? Am I good? Because he hugged me. He gave me a big bear hug and was like, I love you. Kiss me on the cheek like we're Italian. I'm like, I don't even like pasta, you know? Like, what's going on here? So did he get me? Was that not good?
I was building up his immunity.
That's right. But you know, the other thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're not sharing water bottles. Like, that's a very common thing. And I always
you get,
see
like,
that.
Mono too, right?
Yes. Yes. And I always see that in sports, and when I played, you know, we were sharing water bottles. Although back then we had cups. Our university had these cups, but here they come and spray everybody with the same. I mean, give everybody the same water. Everyone should have their own.
It's kind of weird, but I don't like when they try to spray me with the bottle.
Yeah, I'm like, I got it.
I can do my own water.
No, it doesn't work when you get sprayed.
It's just something about like another dude trying to spray a water bottle in my mouth. It's like, I'm good.
No, it's not even that. Stop.
They miss on purpose and they don't like you.
Yeah, no. I'm good,
then you
man.
Get you all Gatorade in the eyeball.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, and it irritates me when like my chin strap gets water or Gatorade in it. I'm like, yo, you missed.
Yeah,
and now I think it's personal.
Yeah,
and I don't want to have that.
I think you got a drool bucket under your chin.
I don't want to feel like it's personal between me and a trainer. So you know, I'm like, hey. Let's just de-escalate the situation. I'll spray my own water bottle.
Thank you.
You know?
And then you say thank you.
I say thank you.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Right, I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Take care of that.
I'm a big boy. Yes. I'm self-sufficient.
One time I jacked up my back before a game.
Yes.
And it really got inflamed.
Yes.
But I was still able to play like four or five. What, it was a Thursday night game
Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, it was really bad. I mean, it was crazy because I could feel this hot spot in my lower back as I was trying to stretch out for the game.
Yes.
And by the time, probably over the course of 20 minutes, I felt like I was almost paralyzed.
It tightened up.
Yeah, it just seized up so bad.
Yeah, 90% of back issues are muscular. And there is a huge network of muscles in the low back that has layers from the stomach outwards. So any of those can seize up, and it's always tough when you have a back issue. You got to sort of work through it, try to get the heat on it, try to get it loosened up.
So like really hot stretch. Tubs.
Yeah, hot tubs are very good. Like right. And you're maintaining movement. So the last thing you want to do when you have any kind of back issue is not move. Motion is lotion. I tell people we're made up.
Oh, I like that.
You like that, right? Yeah. Here's another one.
He's going to be killing that one.
Motion is lotion, baby.
Lotion, guys. Come
Here's
on
another one. We're made up of 80% water, right? When you see water in nature, it's flowing in a stream or a river. That's good, healthy water. Water that's standing still, it grows mosquitoes and Zika and dengue virus and all that.
That escalated quick.
That's right. So just like the water in nature has to move, we got to move our water. If we're not moving, we're going to get diseased. We're going to get bad. So we got to find some kind of way to move.
I don't want Zika.
So no, like, you
no. Yeah, I was just like, man, I was good. And then he was like, you sit still.
You're breeding the Zika. That's right.
You sit still. So everybody at work, make sure
he ain't
around.
Sleeping now. He ain't sleeping for sure. Yeah,
so if you're sitting down for too long, I mean, imagine if we're at the Giant Eagle Market District in Robinson and you're sitting here at 7 o'clock all the way
you're
to 8 o'clock,
Zika.
You're going to get Zika.
You're getting Zika.
So I strongly suggest you get up at the halfway mark and just kind of stretch, wiggle a little bit, just for safety purposes.
That escalated quickly. I like that. I guess that went somewhere real fast.
I was like, man. A rolling stone gathers no Zika.
That's it.
You can't gather the Zika that way, man.
I will give you that way. All right, doctor, thank you for coming.
For
always great having you on the show,
good
baby.
Good luck next week.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
we'll see
I'll be
you
watching.
Next week. You
yes,
know,
sir. Yes, sir.
Because it'll be playoff Monday.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be back on 102.5 WDVE because it rocks.
Hi, folks. Craig Wolfley here. Did you know a team can't do diddly squat without a good playbook?